From the very beginning of the book of Ruth, it demonstrates true covering, both spiritual and physical. We must look closely and we will see. In this season, God wants leaders to cover ministers and ministries the very way He has shown in these chapters. The Bible is a blueprint for the sons of God to follow. We should be able to exhibit the love, compassion, and character of God. Ruth and Boaz represented God well. Let us take a look together. God had a plan. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, KJV, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Satan has a plan to cause men to do everything that is not the will of God. Here we see from the beginning God spoke of our salvation. God speaks of Satan going after the seed of the woman and the woman's seed going after the enemy and defeating him. Man must understand that Satan wanted to rule heaven and was cut down from his position. It is Satan's desire to be man's covering and king, but not so in the kingdom of God. Scripture shows us in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, KJV, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them after they believed Satan's lie." This is the natural covering. This natural covering will not last, no, not for eternity. God was Adam and Eve's spiritual covering from their beginning. They were innocent and did not know evil. God's plan was for men to live like Him. However, disobedience and sin cause a separation from God and His divine covering. In the kingdom of God, there is order. God gave earth to man, and man must follow in the very pattern of God. Nothing lacking. Moses and Noah had to follow God's pattern. If God took the time to give Noah and Moses and his servants all the measurements and blueprints to make his building, it is very important that we follow God's pattern also.